been waiting too long. So I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. No, we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7 years, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, get to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Heard we the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it.
Welcome back to Brown Holy Water. Sorry, y'all, for the technical difference. Let us know if you can hear us. You hear us good? Let us know how sexy my voice sounding right now. It's your boy, Handsome Lie. We back. Yes, yes, yes. Everybody hear me. Real quick, we on Breeze Through. Tanya, let us know. Let them know what we talked about so far.
Aunt Becky is a deceitful motherfucker. She paid $500,000 to have her dumbass kids enrolled in USC when they were not supposed to be there, and it's very unfair to minority groups. And then Wendy Williams is still getting cheated on. It was the reason behind her recent breakdown. She's staying at a sober house in Queens. But the main reason, apparently now, due to a Daily Mail expose, is that Sharina Hudson, Kevin Hunter's side chick, is wanting them to break up, and Wendy's not going anywhere, and Kevin does not want to have Sharina go anywhere. Pictures of surface, Sharina and Kevin on vacation. It's crazy. Wendy's having a hard time. So prayers up for Wendy. I don't care how shady somebody is. I don't find joy in watching somebody be hurt like that. It may be her karma, but I'm still not happy about it.
It be karma though. You gotta
it
take that.
It's her karma, but I'm not happy about it. I would never say it's
well, you're not happy, but that's God's plan. You do dirt, good. You dope, you shade people, you talk shit about everybody life all day, every day. You come back. You got to go through the gauntlet too.
All I'm saying she is should be she's talking living about her, shit her too. Karma, but it does not mean I should have celebrated. That's all I'm saying.
I ain't celebrated, but I ain't mad at God for doing his thing. Fuck that.
The Lord done played it out. I
mean, you got anything else?
Nah, man. Let's push in some topics, man. The people been waiting.
Yeah. Let's get to it. Today's the day, man. I'm about to set the tone. Me and Lies not on the same page.
We friends.
No, friends. No, not today, baby.
What's the tone you coming for?
But you know what I mean? Start up the topics. These ladies feel offended. You've been throwing a lot of subs, a lot of memes.
I don't throw subs.
Lies been giving good advice.
I've been doing great
advice. No, earlier. I'm coming with it. Great advice. No, seriously.
I'm putting it out.
Let them know. You was platinum earlier. I'm about to cancel the show because you was platinum. But then, at the end of the day, instead of enjoying your fucking 10 for 10 fucking shooting record, you decided to miss one.
I had to take a half-court shot. Yeah, I was getting carried away.
You got carried away, and you let it be out there that you know that sometimes you deal with women that you know you're hurting because they want you within a certain way.
We're not talking about that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We definitely not.
Save that for your hot seat. But that's what you insinuating. That
I don't
you
insinuate.
Do know.
I just crack jokes. That's it.
But you it's, do know
social
it
media.
Exists,
now I don't
that
exist.
Those feelings exist.
I've
that,
never had
that,
a. That, I never had
know,
a.
Women like you within a certain way, and you're not acknowledging them on purpose.
I don't understand what that means.
Why are you doing that?
I got GED. I don't understand what that means.
No, you totally understand. Why are you doing this?
Let's get to the topics. Let's get to the I never hurt nobody's feelings. I'm everybody's favorite. Remember, everybody loves Lie. You know what I'm saying? People in the group are still probably mad because you talk to me.
They think you're the nicest, but you're wrong. Hmm? You are doing a lot of wrong. You are damaging females.
I don't damage anybody.
You are damaging females. You are touching people's souls.
Can we get to the show?
Through sex. And
I don't even have.
And then you're leaving them out.
First of all, I'm still celibate, sir.
No, you're not, sir.
What?
I know your life. I know your life. You're not celibate. You just told me you was with.
Let's get to the show. Let's talk about exes, y'all. So you remain friends with your ex once you moved on to a serious relationship. Let's go.
Hell fucking
exes sticking around.
Hell.
Ex can't pull up to Thanksgiving dinner.
Hell that's, fucking
that's mama success.
Nah, pack your ex the fuck up. Once you move on, you move on. Get
Why?
That ex the fuck out of here.
Why?
Cause that's just old feelings. That's just old everything. Imagine your old job calling you every other week. It's just weird.
They got a paycheck for me. I don't give a fuck. Call
if,
me.
If they don't, they're insinuating you can still get a check there. Kind of. Nah, I got a job. I moved on. I got a new job. What's the fuck going on? Don't tell me you gonna try to match my salary or top it a little bit. Nah, don't hit me with that. Get the fuck out of here. I moved on. I gave him my resignation papers. It's over. That's it. I get the fuck out of here. You should not be in contact with your... I feel like that's for weak people. That's for people that don't believe in what they moved on to. If you don't believe in what you moved on to, then you'll stay in contact with your ex, because that's security. You need security just in case things don't work out. Just in case things don't go your way, you want to kind of bust this U-turn or make this little broken K-turn into wherever you want to go. But now, once
what if it's a genuine decision, friendship though? Listen, you just didn't work out in a relationship.
It got to be a distance friendship at this time.
Okay,
you might have to check my gram every now and then, but you shouldn't be checking my phone. You shouldn't be hitting my phone. You shouldn't be contacting me like that. Nah, it's over, dog. I done moved on.
Tanya, I know you got some exes. You always got some ex friends you talk
Tanya
about.
Tanya cool with everybody.
She is. She was like my old ex.
They got different rules. They like
open. They got
the same shit Wendy Williams got.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Actually, we don't.
Nah, she don't get beat up though. Fucking. She ain't never have a black guy yet.
Somebody told me they thought I had an open relationship because I don't stress stuff. Like,
there's nothing wrong with an open relationship. To each his own.
I don't have an open relationship. We just don't have these 26 rules you gotta go by. It's just...
So is loyalty in your relationship?
Yes, there's loyalty. There's loyalty and trust. Everything else falls into place. I don't need to give him 20 rules to how he gotta be a man. He's just gonna be a fucking man and let me deal with it.
How many exes are you cool with?
I am cordial.
See?
Told cordial you. As in, hey, what's up? Hi, what's going on? That's it. Don't be coming to me for
advice. Hit your phone, hey, what's up? How you doing?
No. They see some people be trying to test the waters. Like they after a year or three pass, they be like, "Hey, what's up?" Me, I'm gonna leave that shit on red. Like you gotta come to me at an actual. It gotta be 100% business for you to even ask me something. You can't. I don't do casual conversation with exes.
Tanya, like, help me out here. Where is this "Hey, what's up" taking place? Is what I'm trying.
The inbox.
It's my ex. They have my number, so they're gonna "Hey, what's up." I'm going to leave you on red. Then they got to hit you back. Oh, I need your help with something. Ask your woman for help. No, T, I need you to get me a link to one of your friend's businesses. Your exes, the only reason I would ask back.
Your exes need to respect Nico, yo.
They do. Fuck back. They do.
They can't be texting me.
They do.
My son don't play that. He's going to set the tone. I know that. Once he gets the tattoo on his chest, he's going to set the tone. I knew that was next level. He's ready for the summer. He's ready for the sun to come out. He can do push-ups in the rain and shit.
About to add a sleeve, like, too.
Like, but anyway. Don't you say, like, I thought you said before is, that listen, you had...
You don't have to hate your exes. Exes don't have to be people that you hate. People that in this box of evil people you shouldn't touch. And if you have ex like that, I'm sorry that was your experience. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we're not kikiing. We're not friendly, we're not meeting up to go hang out. At least for me, there's other people that think them and the ex could be really cool friends. Good for you, but I am not on that type of timing.
With none
if
of your
they
exes?
Hit me and said, if they hit me and said, hey, and be like, hey, and keep the conversation strictly business. Don't find out about my life. Don't find out about how I'm doing. I don't care about how you doing. I don't care about your businesses. I don't care about your kids. I don't care about none of that shit. Just be happy and leave me the fuck alone. They be mad as fuck when I put them in that cool box. But no, I'm not going to be having casual conversations.
Exes be mad because after you break up with your dude, you try to come back and be friends again.
Yeah, because there's certain exes that think you always will have a thing for them. I am the bitch. I had one of my exes. He started talking about this event he had. Then he was like, hey, by the way, I'm seeing one of your Facebook friends. Do you feel away? Nigga, I don't give a fuck who you fucking. It's been like, what, 5 years? I literally said, I don't give a fuck who you fucking do. They gotta do.
Some people care.
And that was it. Some people do care, but that's people who's not over their ex. Like, this move, when I move forward, I go forward, bitch.
So your friends can fuck with one of your exes, you not care?
Let them bitches do it.
You feel that way too?
I done been there, had a bad situation.
Come my friends mess with one of my exes?
Yeah, you over your ex now. You say you over, you looking for him on my phone.
Definitely. I'm talking about which one.
I'm just saying, like, if one of your friends want to holler at your ex, could you really?
I mean, G-code wise, that's kind of weird. Like, you know what I mean? If you knew that was my ex, like, that's kind of weird. You want to fuck behind. Like, it's certain people I wouldn't fuck behind. Like, if you
But it's your friend. I know you're clean.
This is what I'm saying. Like, if you drink, like, tropical fantasy. You eat canned vegetables and shit, oodles and noodles. I'm not fucking behind you. You know, I don't trust your decision making. You understand? You don't take care of you. You understand? So I'm not going behind you, no matter how bad the chick is. So my thing, if you my man and you fucking me the long way, like, son, set the tone. Like, even if she like you and trying to holler at you, whatever, 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 set the tone. Nah, you know what, black my man, I ain't even with that. There's other chicks here. You understand?
But you can't stand her. You hate her now. You don't give a fuck
you
about
don't
her.
Hate her.
I mean, if that's
I'm
what
just saying,
doing,
you don't give a fuck about
if
her.
That's what you doing, that's what you doing. But I think you got to think like this. For her to pick you, that means you the wink link.
Well, I'm the wink link. People pick the wrong person in the crew all the time.
At the end of the day, you the weak link. Because right? At the end of the day, she know there's a common denominator there. She's testing your loyalty, not mine. I left. I bounced.
People pick the wrong friend all the time.
Going with what Lai is saying, like, people do develop organic connections after a while. It's just unfortunate that it depends on how close the friends are. Like, if somebody fuck with both of y'all, that's pussy mismatch.
If we cool and you know me and her had like feelings, feel like it was a real like
feelings that you can't do that.
If we had a real situation, it's one thing if I fuck with something and you end up fucking with it. Yeah, if I just was just killing, that's different. But once emotions was involved and we were trying to do shit, like, homie, you tripping, homie? Why you coming behind me, homie? That was my little wife right there. Like, why you coming behind me, my nigga?
She coming behind me.
Nah, you can't.
You supposed to
love
that. You supposed to feel away.
You can't
know your homies, wife.
That's kind of like this. You notice a lot of people that buy used cars never buy it from someone they know. They buy it from a stranger.
Because you don't like doing
business.
No,
they don't know. They don't want to ride right behind you, my G.
Nah, you don't want.
They don't
want to
ride right behind you, my G. And it might be a different ride. You know what I mean? Your shots might not work on certain bumps. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you sell
that's
a truck, I'm buying it.
This is like true. I keep your mind. I keep your mind.
What about big events? Like I said, y'all cool, y'all good. Inviting your ex to, like, your wedding.
Fuck no. That's what the dumb. Fuck you coming to share my
that's
moment?
That's
like, you got to be...
You said sometimes you end on a good relationship. Y'all could be...
Yeah, but...
All right, let me throw a monkey wrench in there now. Let me throw a monkey wrench. All right, let me throw a monkey wrench. Let's bring in
your
baby mother, baby father. Like how Will and Jada is. They got a blended family, right?
Because that's a family. That's not all right,
but
all right,
but I just said, let me throw that wrench. Now, if you like that, baby mother, baby father, you get married, would you send an invite to your baby mother, baby father?
Yes.
To your wedding, your baby shower. How you feeling?
It depends. If she...
Y'all if both she, over each other.
That's cool. If she respected my current situation the entire time, then I don't see an issue with asking my current situation, is it okay to invite her? But if she had any kind of friction, any kind of, ooh, you moved on to, nah, we not going to do that. I'm not going to allow you the opportunity to steal away a moment that I'm paying for, and that's not about you. That's not about you. That's people. You got weddings and baby showers is people coming to celebrate you. That's like birthday party. You ever notice people come to your birthday party and try to make it about them? They call, yo, son, I'm downstairs. Come downstairs real quick. It's not about you, my nigga. You here for my birthday. It's my birthday. You understand? Kind of like a wedding and baby shower. We celebrating my kid. Why are we refereeing you arguing or feeling away or not liking something? Like, what the fuck is going on here? It's not about you. Now, inviting an ex to something like a wedding, an ex or a baby mama or something like that, especially somebody that got some kind of stigma for the person that you're with, they do have a fucking moment during the fucking wedding where they say,
stand up.
If anybody object to what's going on, I'm not giving you that opportunity, dog. Mm-hmm. I'm not giving you that. Nah, for you could say it was the heat of the moment. Like, I'm not giving you that. It changes everything.
So, culturally, where I'm from, we have a lot of blended families. Like, a lot. Thanks. And people live in peace and harmony. There's no... If you the baby mother, baby father who got your animosity, you actually stay away from the family. And everybody else who's left, they become blended. Everybody gets along. The kids move together. The kids even say they're brother and sister. I got brothers and sisters that have no blood relationship. My other brothers and sisters, and we all say we brothers and sisters because we all a family. So yeah, everybody was at the wedding, including the mothers of my father's other kids, and we all had that. at my father's wedding, and it was love, it was everything we went around, but culturally that's who we are. Mm-hmm. There's people who have genuine animosity against the person he married. I don't want no bad mind and bad vibes at me fucking wedding. You don't like me, and I'm sharing going before God and my family and saying I love this person, vow my life, and you over there with your negative ass energy. No, I don't want you there. But that's because our relationship is not there for you to come into my space and celebrate my love, because you're not celebrating my love, and I don't want you there. But if you're somebody who we have our differences aside and we move in together, we co-parenting together, we got a blended family, you have to come to my wedding. You're part of my family. You gotta be there. The kids are gonna be there. I want you there too.
So if it's a blended family,
but that's a family member now. They're not just some random.
They ain't just the ex.
Monique says she went to a nigga housewoman and wedding as a side chick. Monique, you need to have more respect for yourself.
Monique, you're underloved.
Yeah, you are underloved. Treat you should be better. You should not eat steak from Applebee's when Peter Luger is open. All right, baby girl? Wake up on that. Nice. Go ahead, Lon. Talk to her.
So you going?
Huh?
You going to the wedding?
Yeah, somebody invite me. I mean, like, it's chicks I done had sex with and we like made a dope friendship, and if they invite me to their baby shower or whatever, I'll pull up. But I ain't gonna be there trying to be the nigga trying to get attention, trying to, you know, hate on the nigga. Like, I'm proud,
gonna,
I'm happy.
You're gonna be there winking.
Nah, I'm not even winking. Like, you know,
you the type to wink. You the type to wink.
Here's your little gift card.
You're a wink ass.
You got a good one right here.
Wow. All that.
And carry going about my business, man. That's a circle of life, man. Shit happens to the best of us.
Lying shit, yo. I tell you, man. People bad change their preferences.
Hey, yo.
Did you
hold
just
on.
Bite your lip today?
Who you talking
what?
About?
You were just biting your lip.
To how you making shit
hot? I
have
that lipstick on. Bitches ain't biting nothing.
No, you just... No, I just watched you. No, you wasn't biting your teeth. You biting your lip.
I can't bite my lip. Why is it...
No, when he was talking, you did that. I'm telling you what you did.
Stop, man.
It was weird. It was weird.
Yo, stop saying Ty ain't doing stuff. This is the problem.
Yeah, that was crazy. I'll just say I noticed it. I caught it. It was alarming. You know, it's a lot of thoughts. So I was like, what the fuck?
Fuck that. All right, we jumping up. We jumping topics. Let's jump topics. We gonna jump to a topic that I think Black women talk about.
Talk to us.
The DMs. Let's talk about DMs, inboxes, all that good shit. Is men and women in your DMs something to brag about?
No.
Depends who's in it.
No.
Yeah, it do.
No matter who.
I mean, no.
If Rihanna jump in my shit, I'm bragging.
If Rihanna jump in my shit, I'm going to take a screenshot of my shit.
That's what I'm saying. It depends who in it. It depends who in it.
That's different.
But I think you said something earlier. It was like, yo, when chicks be talking about how niggas in a DM, it's the quality of niggas that be in your DM.
Yeah, because yesterday a chick tried to dance on me yesterday. She tried to hit me with the La Bamba, you know what I mean? The foreign dance and shit. You know what I mean? And I was like, yo, listen, man, like, you posting all these screenshots of niggas in your DM. These are niggas in fucking Saudi Arabia. These niggas in South Africa. These ain't no lawyers and doctors, you understand? So chicks be bragging about dudes being in their DM. It's not nobody of quality. It's not nobody you could brag about. It's not nobody that own anything or have anything, could offer you anything. These are bums. Imagine a group. If I walk outside right now and a group of homeless women want me, what the fuck? That's not a boost of ego. What the fuck am I excited
all
about?
All these bitches only want to come home with me.
Of course. I got a house. Of course. I got some place to go to. I got a house. I got a stove. I got a lot of shit going on, baby. You're not going to eat oodles and noodles no more, boo-boo. You can... Canned vegetables is out of your life moving forward, baby. It's going to be fresh moving on. You know what I mean? So I don't understand why some people brag about people in their DMs, and it's never their preference. You identified who you wanted, and still that person won't even DM you, let alone date you, let alone stick around after he fuck you. That's sad. That is, so you got a broken pussy and a broken standard, and you are broken. You are canned vegetables, and you need to get fresh.
I think it's about attention, though. If somebody's jumping your DM and you're really not used to it, they're happy to have that.
No,
even if
the
they're
voodoo.
Broken, poor, beat
that's
up,
the
whatever.
Voodoo,
no, I'm saying.
That's the voodoo.
It feels good if somebody try to hit on you and if you ain't really have that.
How do I draft you to the Lakers? I got to tell you, everyone else interested. I got to say, you know what? AD might be here. You know, Kevin Durant might want to come. You like, damn, AD, Kevin Durant, what? Oh, shit, that's a lot of motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? So people got to put on the voodoo and say, my DM is so lit. Everyone in my DM, please stay out my DM. Like, they blocking everybody for you to feel exclusive, for you to pull up motherfuckers. The way you do it, you know you be pulling up the chick's DM, you be slaying and then you dub them after that because then you don't... But you know how you do. You know how you tell me you do. But that's what I'm saying, though. That's what I'm saying. You understand? Yeah. So they can't hit you with the voodoo, my nigga. You can't be bragging about dudes that's not, like, of the dudes that you saying is your preference or of your standard. That's the only time it count. That's the only time it count. The chicks in my DM are kind of like, they right. They up quality. And I'm still, you know.
I'm still, you know.
I ain't gonna say I'm dubbing it because it's gonna sound like I'm cute. Y'all gonna tell me I'm ugly. I don't need no reminders. You know what I mean? But I ain't jumping on every opportunity. Let's say that. I ain't jumping on every opportunity. You know what I mean?
I don't think it's something to brag about because I don't know about other people, but guys have been trying to talk to me as long as I looked of age to be talked to. So you walking down the street, somebody can call you off, hey, ma, what's up? It's been happening my entire adolescence into adult life. So a guy coming in my DM and saying, hey, for me, it's equivalent to a guy I see him on the street and saying, hey, ma, it's nothing special. It's on me if I want to engage in conversation with them, but it's nothing to talk about. Oh, y'all niggas in my DM. First of all, we've seen your profile. You should be happy somebody's in your DM.
Mm.
I'm just saying.
Mm. Who's that shade for?
And if you take the wig and makeup off.
I go to bed every night wigless.
Oof.
Every night I go to bed wigless.
I was trying to tell somebody earlier, yo, shorty, you look like a, yo.
Nah, but it's a form of validation. Like, there's this thing now to seem wanted and to seem
everybody
like
wants to be wanted.
You. Like, first of all, if everybody feels as, oh, as a woman, me personally, if every nigga think they could talk to me, it says more about me and my quality is not high. Mm. Everybody can't get it to stand for something, they won't even try.
I could pay $40 get me a stand for
you.
Though.
At least you got something that's going for you. You could bypass the system, but some niggas just know I'm gonna take my ass to Kingsborough because I ain't going to stand for it.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
So if you stand for it, niggas ain't not gonna be everybody in your DMs.
That's a fact.
I'm just saying.
So what about the niggas or chicks that made it through your DM that's worth bragging about? You think you could find somebody to seriously date based off the DM, like coming at you through DM?
I got a whole relationship off the DM, bro.
The DM is lit.
DM is lit.
Shoot your shot, man.
I answer DMs.
How you gonna get to know a person as a complete stranger if you don't try to direct message them? Because before you should go to like,
no,
go back that's not the
problem. 157 weeks back, and then drop a comment or something. No, bro, it's the truth. If I don't know you, I'm never gonna meet you. Like, there's no other way to try to contact you. You don't have your email up there. You don't have your phone number. A DM, a direct message is the only way I could talk
it's
to
like
you.
Messaging
so
it's
don't
like,
make it seem like I'm thirsty because I'm trying to introduce myself to you.
I'm going
to
give you a great analogy, right? So if it was your first time playing dice, your number one question is, how do I win, right? And I'm going to tell you, you got the automatic win is 4, 5, 6, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what's stuck in your head. You're thinking 4, 5, 6. That's all you want to see the dice do, right? But there's so many other ways to win. There's trips. There's head crack. There's you acing out. You understand? It's so many other ways. It's me rolling a 4. You rolling a 3. It's so many other ways to win. But you just stuck on that 4, 5, 6. So you think that's the only level up when it's really not. And I say that because so many people see their preference or what they think they deserve, you know what I mean? Like, some dudes think they deserve Beyonce. Some chicks think they deserve Jay-Z. So that's all they see. Bitch, you're going to die lonely waiting on that. You're going to die lonely waiting a head crack. That's very fucking hard to do in a game of dice. That shit may take 6 hours. It may not even come. It may be somebody else that fucking head crack. So you got to just go with what's for you. You gotta like what like you. That's what's wrong with everybody. Everybody like what don't like them back. That's why everybody's staying single for so long. It's no that you know people be like, oh, where the good dude, where the good girls? They're there.
It sounds like you right telling now. People to settle. I don't like that.
No, I'm not telling you to
that's
settle.
That's what it sounds like.
But you gotta like what like you back.
How you don't.
How you want a one-way relationship?
You don't.
How is it gonna last? Tell me. There's a lot of girls. Listen, time out. I'm gonna make it even easier.
Don't do that.
Let's talk direct. There's a lot of girls that like you.
I don't know what you're talking.
And you don't like them back.
I like everybody.
But you don't like them back.
I do. I like
everybody. They want a relationship with you.
You can't. Let me jump into.
Hold on a second.
Because you can't jump into a relationship with people. I do like everybody.
You don't like them back.
I like people for
not
a good personality.
To be in a relationship with them.
Because I don't know them. That's the thing. I don't know them.
You do know them.
No.
You know a lot of them.
No, I don't. I don't know. I don't know nobody.
That's fucked
I go to
up,
work.
Yo.
I don't know. I go to that's work. You ain't gonna do that. Nah.
And that's what I'm saying.
I don't know that.
You gotta like people that like you back.
People could like
then
you physically.
You're gonna get bullshit answers. No. Like the one lie given, and he's hiding behind going people. To work, hiding behind not knowing, hiding behind all this bullshit. And the people that probably fucking love this
people
guy,
could like
he
you,
don't wanna love you
people
back.
People could like you physically or like something about you, but when they get to know you, they don't really like you like that.
So then
you gotta meet
you
the person.
Them?
You gotta meet
why
the person.
So
I don't have sex like that. I'm celibate.
So why are you fucking them?
Listen, all I'm saying is in life,
everybody can be attainable. You're single, everybody can be attainable.
I got mismanaged penis.
Oh, you got
mismanaged penis.
So your purpose is just swinging dingling for no reason.
No, I'm not. I'm out here. My next relationship is gonna be my wife.
But you
heard
gotta
that?
Give them an opportunity to be in a relationship with you.
Yeah, it happens.
I have to get an opportunity to
be in a relationship with them. It just ain't happening.
But you
got
to be open to it first.
I'm open to everything.
But you can't
life
be because I know a few people that I can FaceTime that you
I don't. What that mean? That means
see
just,
that's what I mean. They got to be with people.
In the words
that,
of a great,
like
in words
back.
Of a great philosopher, just because they're a good person, don't mean they're a good person for you.
I like what you did.
You understand? You know what I'm saying?
That was good. That
everything
was good.
Takes
that was good.
Time. Everything is timing.
Time.
You got to meet people.
And you know what?
And
you know what?
Is.
Let me apologize because I don't want to rush you.
You can't rush
you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that lie.
But the next relationship is going to be a lifetime deal. Like,
yeah,
ain't going to
yeah.
break my heart.
And you know
I'm going to kill
you.
You going to break my heart.
In order for the next one to be a lifetime.
I'm going to break my heart. I can't do another heartbreak, all right? So you come around here, you say you want all this real shit?
Yeah.
I'm gonna kill you if you don't.
Yeah. Talk that shit. Set the tone. Set the tone, because they got to know.
Yeah.
They got to know. Set the tone.
Tone set. Shit's no good. I'm not playing around.
Set the tone.
It's going
know.
Down.
They got to know, man. They got
to
so know
think,
what's going on.
So you think, though, back to the question, you could find, like, a real love in a relationship? Well,
hello.
She got a whole love. And I love her relationship, man. I know the insides of her relationship. That shit's good, man.
Listen.
Yo. Y'all two got a lot going on. Nico gonna set the tone on you, son.
Nico,
I'll
love
tell you right now.
Nah, I love Nico,
Nico
man.
Nico gonna set the tone on you.
Nico's a good guy, man.
His shirt's
lucky,
getting smaller and smaller. I'm
the
telling
fishnets
you right
is getting wider and wider.
Yeah.
Look at this. This nigga keep testing me every week.
We gotta jump up. Don't worry about it.
Let's jump up.
Wash him up real
but
quick.
Get him deported
once again,
after.
Once again, because I don't have... Some people, like, for whatever reason, they put a DM in a special box compared to messaging. Like, they're like... The person's less special if they DM you than if they text message you. It goes to the same fucking phone with the same notification. You talking to the exact person. You can call somebody through DM now. You can FaceTime somebody through DM now.
Yep,
there
yep.
is no difference.
That's stalker shit,
DM
though.
You
can't just FaceTime somebody off rip.
Listen, but you can still contact them. That's my thing.
I tried it. Girl blocked me.
Dickhead. It's still a form of contact to the same person's phone. So for me, there's no big difference. And... It's just, if a guy tells me hi, a guy tells me hi, it's on me if I want to pursue or not. It's nothing mm-hmm. special. Like, I'm a girl with a vagina. He has a dick, I would hope. And we move from there. If he's giving me creep vibes, his profile comes with the block and delete button. And that's it. Like, it's the world is fucking simple. Like, there's creeps in your DMs, yeah, but just leave the niggas on red. What I can't stand is them motherfuckers who be having full-blown conversations just to say a couple insults to the guys, then block them, then screenshot the conversation. Oh,
yeah,
look what y'all niggas do.
That's
corny, and that's
yeah,
to
corny.
The max.
You know what
like,
I
that
can't
is a
stand?
Broken self-esteem.
You know what I can't like, stand? I'm going to tell you what I can't stand.
Tell us.
If somebody following you, and you following them, and you DM them, and they don't say nothing back to you. Like, what the fuck you think you are? Why you following me?
Crazy.
Why
that's
you looking
crazy.
At my? Why you liking my kids' pictures?
Yeah,
why you
yeah.
liking my pictures? But then you don't never say nothing to me. You don't answer your DM. You're not that popular. You see what's going on. Answer your fucking DM, yo. That shit is crazy. Why follow somebody and
they're
following
you
back
see,
and never have no interaction?
Look what's going on, y'all? Stop.
look and never going, had no interaction.
Right now.
No,
right
no, no, no. Fuck that.
I'm gonna tell you what's going on right now.
Fuck that. Neil Long, answer me back.
La like somebody that don't like him back.
I just say, look, Neil Long. Neil Long, answer me back, Neil. Neil Long, follow me back.
La like somebody that don't like him back. See how that shit work? The devil wear Prada, yo.
This is what goes on in single world. Y'all in relationships. Y'all deal with type of shit that's going on. It's real nasty out here in this whole dating world. That's why I said earlier, if you're in a relationship, stay in your relationship.
People still
water your grass.
Listen to me. People still hit me up to have conversations even though they know I'm in a relationship. Me being with a man never stops anything. It's you being taken never stops people from trying. So somebody would hit me up and be like, hey, what's up? And when I see the conversations going towards a direction I don't want to go, yeah, I'm gonna leave you on red, but I give you a chance to at least set it up. What the fuck are you doing? Like, oh, I want to get to know you better. I'm gonna leave your ass on red. You see, I got a whole picture stuck in a whole nigga face talking about getting to know me better.
Because girls cheat every day, though.
But that's disrespectful to me.
No, it's not.
It's disrespectful to me because
you
think,
not with it, a next chick might be with it. All right,
but okay. Well, so you gotta shoot your shot. Chick.
Yeah, once you leave it on red, then you gotta respect the curve. But it's other girls is gonna be like, you cute though. I'll suck on your face too. And it be lit. So you can't blame a man for trying or a girl for trying because everybody out here in relationships be cheating. So it make no sense to rush. Everybody's going to cheat.
Everybody don't be cheating.
I'm just saying 85%. Not you. You're a black man. You're a black king. Black men don't cheat. But all these women, though, these women be cheating, man. You know what I'm saying? Out here slinging it.
Women are kind of never satisfied. That's why they always
cheat. One man can satisfy her.
A reggae artist be telling us some shit on the low. They do. Tell us some shit
need
on the
low. Need more wood to fire. Sex drive get higher. And as you get older, your sex drive do get higher as a woman. That's just science.
Listen to me. I'm a person, I lay you down like, no, I'm in a relationship. And that. But sometimes you tell these niggas I'm in a relationship and they go off on you and start cussing. I had a nigga cuss me off like an hour straight because I said, oh, you think you all that? Bitch, you want to get certain followers. I'm like, what my followers got to do with me saying I'm in a relationship? I literally said, no, I'm in a relationship. Okay, I'm not interested. He's like, you hide your nigga. I'm like, I hide my nigga? You clearly don't be seeing the same profile everybody else see. Because right. If I'm hiding my nigga, like... I don't know. You probably thought it was my brother or some shit.
It's not about hiding. You got to still shoot your shot. That's the crazy. That's a sad
shoot
thing.
The
you
shot check, you if check I s- shoot the shot. If I turn it down,
yeah, that's respect.
Go about your business.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact.
Go about your business.
That's the thing, though. That. You got to be out. You got to respect
people
that.
People hate rejection, though.
Nah, you can't reject someone who's
no, but
you
gotta love
people
that.
Can't deal
a
with
woman
it.
That's, a woman single that's happy and faithful.
Single and
not. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, you see, the problem I think is going on right now is that everybody like a type of person, and then they get hurt when they get rejected from the type of person. But it's like, yo, you might have to try something. That maybe steak ain't for you. Maybe you can't afford steak.
You trying to tell
no,
people
a lot of people be gassed.
You're underlying.
A lot of people be gassed thinking they're somebody.
I'm about to get
his underlying thing is trying to settle. Stop trying to tell people to settle.
But people don't want to settle. For the they want stars. You. You tell
you
them
miss,
go somewhere else.
If you miss, you're still amongst
they
the sky.
They want you and you telling them
go
somewhere
everybody
else.
Everybody don't want me.
A lot of them do.
Nah, it's the perception of me. When people get to know me, they can't stand me. And I respect that.
What it is about you that they can't stand?
I'm not for everybody. That's what it is.
Lies
but
the,
I could be what you are for.
I'm not everybody's cup of tea, but I could be somebody's Henny straight. You heard? You heard? It is what it is, man.
I can't lie. You said the tone
somebody,
today.
Saying,
you said the tone today.
You trying
today.
To get
you
me,
said
but I'm
tone.
Dead.
You said the tone today.
It is
but
what
I,
it is, though.
I'm trying to understand because it is women out there that want to settle for you, that they believe they are worth your time.
First of all, I'm not a settlement. Ain't nobody could just come around and settle for me. You know what I'm saying?
They got to earn that.
And what is
we
the,
all got to earn
what is, and what is the woman bringing to the table? Like, how is she as a person?
You can't just bring your little funky-ass pussy because everybody got that.
Everybody does have vagina.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants your little funky-ass pussy.
Have vagina.
Niggas could buy a pussy $40 now. That's it.
Yo, I ain't going to hold you.
Listen.
I ain't going to hold you.
Pussy $40 now.
Not that I know.
I'm just saying.
But I'm saying.
Go on Craigslist for $40 cookies.
I heard rumors.
Yeah, rumors. Man.
Bitches be dope but can't take a joke. Like if
that's a fact. What your personality?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I got you, engineer. But that's what I'm saying though. Right? Like. All right. Cool. Fuck it. If you're not ready to settle and you're a type, all right. Cool. But let's talk about everybody else. Period. Right? Because I want them to think this is a lie conversation.
Yeah,
we're gonna get you
seat.
On your hot seat. Right? So if you like a certain population of people, Like, you know what I mean? Maybe your preferences, he got to be 6'7 or taller with abs. He could do a windmill. Maybe it's a whole bunch of shit that just a certain amount of motherfuckers could fucking do. Just most of the motherfuckers in the NBA. Like, if they don't want you, then what's your next move is my question. Where do you go to from there? Do you go to NFL? Do you go to PSAL? Do you go to fucking overseas players? Like, what do you do if the population of people that you actually promoting that you want, that is your taste, that get you all wet, don't fucking want you? What do you do from there?
Build yourself up and maybe you people, you draw people to you. You don't go to people.
That's a fact.
So if you got something in mind and it's not what's coming to you,
check
just
yourself.
Keep building yourself up and then what yourself. You want is going to come to you. And that's just what it is. So you ain't got to always put out what you're looking for, this, this, and that. You know in your mind what you want, and it's going to come to you. That's how life is. Mm-hmm. You just build yourself up, and you be positive and all that shit, and that shit's going to draw right to you. Mm-hmm. The man or woman you want going to come right to you.
Then they come by the DMs.
That's a fact.
It could come your DMs.
It could come in a supermarket.
It could
come in a Brown Holy Water event. You never know. But what I usually tell people, because I was just at the spot, and I was telling somebody this, I said, you know, the problem with dating is that most people don't want to stay at the level that they're at already, right? Mm-hmm. So what I mean by that is, however you treat you, you shouldn't ask me to do anything more than what you're doing for yourself.
Correct.
That means if you're at an H&M Zara level, if that's how I met you, H&M Zara, taking the train, you okay with walking 15 blocks to the bus that you need to get where you're going to save the $10 from the Uber to get there faster because it's cold? Don't ask me to get you a Honda.
Like, that's a
fact. It doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? You are the queen or king you believe you are. And with that being said, you got to treat you like that first.
That's a fact.
Before anyone else could treat you like a king or queen or whatever you think you are, you got to treat yourself like that first. And I think that's the part a lot of people are missing, because a lot of people are just promoting how they want to be treated. Yeah. It's not how they treat themselves.
It was a post in the group that said, like, oh, women are just naturally high maintenance. I get that. Whatever. There's no such thing as high maintenance. Like you said, if you can afford your own lifestyle.
Yeah.
You can't say I'm high maintenance if I can afford doing what I'm doing.
If only you could afford
it. I'm saying you could afford it. And you looking for a person that's up to your par. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with dating your wage. Right. This is 2019.
Right.
You ain't got to settle if you can do what you want for yourself. If you get your hair done, nails done every fucking day, and you want somebody who could help or something like that, there's nothing wrong with that because you do it on your own.
Right, right.
But like you said,
if fucked up right now,
if this shit fucked up, but you looking for today, a nigga to do that for you, then you bugging. That's not your wage. You got to date your wage, date your salary, date your realistic dreams, shoot your shot because you never know. Cause like I said, Oprah pull up right now. I'll tell her I lick her ass.
No, but, you know, reaching for the stars.
I lick her ass from the slip front.
And fall. You know.
And
what I have
learned in dating is like every person I've taken seriously, they've watched how, going back to what you say, watch how I'm moving. Just know what I like. They know that I spend a certain amount of money on traveling, or a certain amount of money on hair, or a certain amount of money on going to brunch all the time. They know that's just my wavelength, and they know they gotta catch up to that. So,
and that's okay, because that's what you're already doing. What's
good.
All, what's
so
all
when
about
I say
them?
Let's go to brunch, it's never a why the fuck all of a sudden you want to
you doing
brunch?
It on
Bishop
your own.
Brunch every Sunday. You coming right. or not?
You doing it right. on your own. You support right. your own. You support your own habit. That's nothing.
Right.
I drink
right.
every week. You can't tell me, oh, you drink too much. Right. Bitch, this is what I do.
Right.
Yeah, I got my own.
But
money
don't
for this.
Just want to get drunk when I got the handy bottle.
Facts.
Don't just want to get high when I roll
yeah,
up.
Yeah, don't pull up. That's what it's
you know what I mean?
You
don't be all want to ride shotgun when I pull up in the whip. You understand? This mm-hmm. should already be shit you doing or shit going on in your
you
life.
Go back and forth and all saying. That.
That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Create
your own shit.
Facts. At the end of the day, open them DMs. Open them inboxes.
DMs
stop acting
DMs.
Like that, man.
Your soulmate right in there, I promise.
Stop
you.
Being too cool for school, man. You never know. It's
some
bozos.
It's embarrassing motherfuckers in the DMs.
It's some bozos.
Denise Long said nobody want no fucking Honda. Listen, if you're walking or you're Ubering, you better want a fucking Honda. It's a working car. It got four
it's
wheels.
It's not as
you
fire
are on
right
your
now.
Feet. You are on your feet. What do you mean? If a man get you a fucking... How could you tell a man get you a fucking Benz and you don't got no car? It's one thing if he upgraded the car you already got. You got no... If you got no car...
Four wheels be two hills any day.
Any day of the week.
Any day.
Dumb red bottoms from fucking Aldo not going to look that
give
good.
Give me a go-kart and I can beat
Brooklyn.
You in them red bottoms. I'll push that shit down the hill. burned.
Stop embarrassing people in the DMs. Like, exposing people and embarrassing them. Because now, here we do with that. Maybe the guy you do want is watching how you move, and he wants to approach you. He wants to DM you, but then he see you doing fuck shit, like exposing everybody else in the DMs. He's not gonna approach you.
First of all,
shoot yourself in the fucking
Let me speak
butt.
About talk single niggas.
Yeah,
as a single nigga,
you single. Go ahead, talk to him.
You can't expose me for being, because shooting my shot is what I'm supposed to do.
Facts.
You expose me, I don't give a fuck. Unless I say some crazy corny shit or just drop my dick in there unexpectedly. Mm-hmm. Why can't I jump in your DM?
Because, like, I'm pretty sure it's plenty of chicks. You could expose being single.
I don't expose nobody. Like, I don't know what's going on.
If you wanted to.
No, because we don't do stuff like that. If you single, if you got a man,
queen,
you trying to shoot your
like
shot.
That.
You got
South
a man, you shooting
South
your
side
shot.
Move
I'm,
like that.
I'm exposing you. I'm tired of women cheating on black kings and
got
stuff
you,
like that. I'm exposing y'all.
You.
Break up with your man, then holler at me. You know what
got
I'm saying?
You, got you, got you.
But you can't expose no single nigga. Yo, this is a PSA. No single nigga, don't be embarrassed about shooting your shot. You and a chick DM. So what? You single? What can you get embarrassed for? You supposed to do that. You supposed to talk to the women you like. You're not gay. You're not weird. You're shooting your shot. So don't. If they want to at you all that, yes, good. Because somebody else, one of her friends, gonna like you. Then you might get them.
That's a fact.
Thank you for the assist.
That's a fact. Listen,
PSA
shorty,
from
I was trying to get you a Honda. I seen you walking. You was.
I seen you at the bus. I seen you calling the Uber.
I was trying to get you a Honda.
The Uber told you it was a short walk around the block.
You out here
Uber making
around.
Chicks walk now. Chicks yeah. walking down the block.
No,
where you going?
Fact.
To the Uber.
That's a fact.
Uber making you walk
It's a short walk around
that's
the block. Uber fact. Don't even want to pick you up no more.
That's a fact. Shit is
Think
bad.
About that. Soon
it's
you're going to be walking
it's
three
shaky.
Blocks.
Yo, summertime be hot. It's hard to walk in 90 degree weather.
Ice cup stumbling.
It's hard. It's hard to walk in 90 degree weather, bro. You're going to be sweating bullets. But, you know, your preference is your preference. Wait on Idris Elba if that's what you would like to do, is all I'm saying.
Wait
that's
on
what
handsome Bernie Sly.
Like
handsome that's Mr. Bernie Sly. Like all right, we jumping topics now. Let's go. Next topic, we're going to talk about birth control.
Speed that all up.
Right. Yeah, let's talk about birth control. Should birth control be a decision for both parties or just the women? I'm going to start off with the women.
Yeah. I'm about to say, leave me out.
Are you on birth control?
Yes.
Did you ask Nico, can you get on birth control?
I was on birth control before I met him. And as soon as we got serious, I told him I was on birth control.
Would you tell Nico if
gates.
You wanted to come off birth control?
Yes.
All right, so let's go. Let's hear some of your answers.
I mean, of course, if you're single, birth control is basically preventing having a kid. And if you're in a serious relationship with somebody, it's leading to family and marriage. So, yes, you have to disclose that. Because you never know if the person wants to have kids right now or not. You can't assume they can just adapt to what you want. If you care about this person, you guys come together and make that decision. Like I said, I was on birth control way before I met my man. And mine is the one that goes for years. So it's not like I got it and I could take it out. It's not like the pill I can stop and start when I want. But as soon as I met him, out the gate, he knew once we got serious sexually, he knew I was on birth control. Not because I was trying to raw dog or whatever, but let him know that at this point in my life, I'm not ready for kids. That conversation was basically geared towards. Because we could pull out if you want to do that raw nasty shit, but it was basically, I'm not ready for kids at this point in time. I'm on birth control for XYZ reason. So he knows what it is. And he had the decision if he wants to deal with me or not. 2 years and I'm still on birth control. If I ever want to come off, it's going to be a conversation, because when my birth control was up before I restarted, if we had that conversation, it's about to be up. You want me to come off or you want me to stay on? We had a conversation.
Oh, you asked that conversation like
yeah.
that? But you're not ready to have kids, so why would you?
But I consider his feelings as well. I'm old enough to have kids. It's not impossible, but he was important enough to be a part of that conversation. That's all I'm saying. Like, I'm not going to be like, well, fuck you, nigga. I value his opinion.
That's dope. I think on this one, ultimately, it's the woman's decision if she want to be. Because women been on birth control like since they're young, stuff like that, to regulate their period. Mm. So I don't think they really need to confirm or get, you know, okay from their partner.
Did you see the movie? Did you see the movie Lakeview Terrace? That was with Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, he was a police officer?
Yeah, he was a police officer.
Yeah, I seen
and
that
Kerry,
one.
Kerry Hilson had the white boyfriend.
Yeah, I seen that.
And what Kerry Hilson did in the movie was she stopped taking her birth control and got pregnant. And her husband felt like he felt like he was like bamboozled. Like, yo, yeah, like, how the fuck you just stopped taking it? You don't tell me. Like, we was planning this. Like, you done took control of the whole situation. So yeah, is it a female decision? Yes, but if the dude is not informed, you're misleading him. You're setting him up. That guy, you can't decide to put that guy on child support as if he did something wrong. He went in there thinking it was safe. You know what I mean? He went in there thinking it was safe. I'm sorry. I'll try to rush this a little bit. We got a little bit of time. That's why I lie. We got a little bit of time. Okay. Got a little bit of time, man.
My thing is, the reason for birth control is to be preventing having a baby, and a baby changes everybody's life. So that's why, for me personally, I think everybody should at least be on the same page of where we are in preventing having a child. If you want kids at this point in time, bitch, I ain't coming off. We know that this relationship may not be what you want to be in right now. Go find somebody else willing to breed. And vice versa. Maybe you don't want to have kids and I want to have kids. It's just, you got to have that conversation, both parties, if you're in a serious situation. You have to.
About, I'm not what? Saying the person coming off of it?
Coming off or being on. It has to be, because this is a child you're talking about. This is a child you're bringing into the world or not bringing into the world. So you have to have that conversation once you are in a serious relationship. Now, it's not a bitch you can't go on type of conversation, but at least everybody knows what's going on. You know why I want to be on it or why I don't want to be on it.
Do y'all, I got a question for y'all, for both of y'all, especially you, since you have kids. Because you have kids.
Okay.
Do you feel like birth control should be for rich or poor people? And why?
It should be for everybody.
No, but if it was for one person, who would it be for? Would it be for the rich demographic, the wealthy, or the poor?
And poor, why? You don't deserve to be having kids when you poor, when you fucked up. You financially twisted. You don't need to be having you shouldn't be reproducing. You should be getting your money up and then living a better life and then have a kid.
But the way the system is designed, if you have kids, you get benefits. Being poor.
Yeah, but
that's why I know a lot of people. I've seen people try to have kids about, just so that. Yeah, that once a year return of the child support and the public assistance, the cash child assistance, support, the shelter, SNAP, the shelter, all that shit come because you get a kid.
But look at the lifestyle you living. You're surviving. You're not living.
You definitely ain't. But you get a lot other of shit free.
People be in the shelter for real.
If you're in a shelter, you collect the welfare for real. You're not really living.
You can get
really
a whole living. Apartment because you got kids. I've been through the system. I've seen it. I'm fucked up because I ain't got
you
kids.
You're in an apartment, but like you said, you're waiting. You're not getting no money. You're not really living.
You're not, but...
You're bare minimum. You're bare minimum to society.
I know motherfuckers who rent is $5 right? and got a to fridge who? Full of food every month because they got two kids.
What's a welfare you collect? What, $400 a week or some shit? $500 a week?
That's good money.
What?
You said the average is 40.
If I was getting $500 for free a week, I would be so happy.
That's it?
If welfare give me $500 a week, I ain't gonna lie.
With no job, $500 a week, $2,000 a month.
Nobody said I can't.
Listen, you can't work when you're on welfare.
No, you gotta understand. You can't work. Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
How you can work on welfare?
Yes, you can.
How?
You can work on welfare.
I don't want to bring no child in this world and I'm fucked up.
Some of the programs require you to have a job. You can't go above a certain amount, but you can work.
Oh, but you can work.
You can work.
You might have to work part time.
You might have to work part time. Might have to work.
I'm gonna work part time. Come work
with me.
And then listen, you get almost your whole rent paid in New York City. Plus, you get in money for food. Plus, you get in transportation, you getting the Metro card monthly for free, plus your kids getting certain things for free.
Nah, that's crazy.
Life in fucking London if you poor and got kids.
That's good.
But what if you
and you getting cash assistance? But a bitch like me with no kids,
good
with middle fucking wage income, paying taxes for your ass, live in your fucking whatever, getting all the benefits, and I can't get shit.
Time for you to get pregnant then. Common sense.
That's a fact.
Bust a baby out.
Fuck out of
here. Bust a baby out.
Change my household.
I'm selling my sperm.
So then,
to head of household.
So then, struggle, motherfucker. That's what it is.
Nah, I ain't volunteering to struggle, bro.
Why not?
I ain't volunteering into the struggle. I'll rather work 10 jobs and pop out a kid just for benefits. Like,
what you think? You think it's for rich or poor?
I think birth control is for poor people, man. Poor. Control yourself.
Huh?
Control yourself at all times.
First of all, shout out to my girl Yaya. She came up here. She.
Yaya, mad late. Yaya. Yeah, come. You come this way. Yeah. She Yaya's mad
really,
late.
Yaya's really drinks. Pretty, guys. You in the group?
Let me look at your face. She calling you pretty. She's giving you credit.
Oh,
oh okay. Excuse me, Yaya.
That's mine.
I was like, oh, shit. She got the real hair on her. She said, fuck that wig. Fuck that wig.
Yo, summertime is where the drinks at.
That have to get them. Yaya,
I just
got
it yesterday too.
Let them know what the drinks say.
Let me see.
Real quick, jump in the camera. Yaya, jump in the mic. Let them know where they can find your drinks at and all that. Show them, yeah.
You guys can go on Instagram. It's on authentic.
Thank you.
Right there. Talk to the mic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Take a seat. Take a seat.
Show your face. Show your little what's
your
name.
There, baby. That's the camera.
Hey, guys. We got some drinks over here. We delivering today. We got little Patron bottles.
Oh, no. We need that. Pass that right there.
No. How you take two? You take it two.
I need one. In it.
All right. Give me Henny and Patron. Shout out to my girl Yaya. Authentic Yaya on Instagram,
y'all. They all mix. They got candy at the bottom.
I see.
It's a summertime drink, y'all heard?
And we deliver to throughout all the states. The states, the boroughs.
Yeah,
how do they contact y'all if they want to get fucked up with like
y'all this? On Instagram is Authentic_Culadas. Culadas.
And if they DM Authentic... _Culadas, do they get in contact with Yaya?
Yes, you get in contact with me.
So Yaya single.
If they want to jump in Yaya DMs.
Jump in Yaya DMs. She's single.
Jump in Yaya DMs. Get Authentic _Culada.
Buy her drinks and give it back to her.
Yaya.
The personal page is a whole different page. But the
I ask the questions, you answer. So now you go. How much do these cost? Because I got to find out how do we ball out. How much do these cost?
All right, so the regular jars like that is $10, and we have like the Henny Nips with the...
What? I saw that.
The Henny Nips with the
and
Patron.
And the glass.
And she make
you
a big...
Put it in your freezer, it's not going to break.
She make a big pineapple drink. Tell them about
the pineapples. With
do
the
you, fire. You have kids? You got kids?
No kids.
You got no kids?
God damn, yeah.
No kids.
How do you, y'all?
Spanish background.
Yo, I don't need your help right now.
I'm telling you, Scott. Yeah, so we promoting Yaya real quick.
Chill out.
Authentic Yaya, get her drinks.
How old are you?
26.
You 26.
No kids.
No kids.
You got a business. You got a business.
Do you have a job?
Yeah, I work at my medical assistant.
Oh! Yaya, hold on. This is the icebreaker right here. This is the icebreaker, Yaya. Do you get paid once a month or twice a month? Let me know what the fuck is going on.
Twice a month.
Yo, listen,
fellas, if you listen to me, listen, I'm a real nigga. Yo. Hello. Listen, I'm going to tell you how to get her. Because I already see.
You're feeling the vibe?
Feel the vibe already. I'm going to tell you how to get her.
Buy a drink and give it back.
Don't spend just $10. You feel me? This how you ball out. You heard? Blow a 50 on her. Show her money in the thing. You heard? Blow a whole 50 on her. Get 5 of them things. Pass it to your friends. You don't even keep one. It's 6 of y'all. You don't even keep one. You understand? You let her know you're just supporting her. You showing her the love. You understand? Bring it to Yaya. You understand? While they sipping on their little 5, that's when you go holler at Yaya and get the number and do all the right things like that. You know what I mean? Yeah, La. What's happening? What happened? Is she from Queens?
No,
nah, she's from Brooklyn. You know what's crazy? Now you already know her family. We ain't gonna blow it up though.
No way.
All right, Yaya, thanks for coming.
Don't tell her. Yaya, who's your family?
Don't tell him.
I can't.
That's so quiet.
Hot. Whisper. Who? Who? Who?
How you gonna whisper his ear?
Listen, fellas, be very careful.
Also, not a change.
Order 5. Just talk nice. Order 5. Her family do set the tone, is all I'm going to tell y'all. They do
set the tone.
You know what I mean? Lies on you, baby.
Yaya,
talk to
we
us.
Appreciate you, but thank you for coming up. Listen, y'all, get y'all drinks. Y'all summertime ready.
Authentic _Culadas on Instagram.
We'll drop the Instagram name in the comments, you know what I'm saying, later on.
And listen, Yaya, we're going to need you to make some of these drinks with some Yave. That's our sponsor.
That's our sponsor.
Make some of that with some Yave. That's a fact. We're going to get you a couple bottles. Get you a couple bottles next week. Get you situated. You can make some with some of that, and then we could cross market like that. Yeah, lie.
I'm not
Let's
greedy,
wrap it up.
You know.
Yeah.
Black people help black people. That's
what everybody help out. You know. What
listen,
I mean?
You touched on this earlier though, right? You said if a woman gets pregnant on birth control, should she be able to put her man on child support? Let's talk about that.
Wait. So she get pregnant. Okay, she's on birth control.
And she gets pregnant.
But she gets pregnant.
You're in a relationship.
So it's fucked up.
Yeah.
She's the 1% it doesn't work. The 1%, she's the 1% it doesn't work. No, birth control is not 100%.
She missed a day, he said.
No.
The 1%
no.
Or
no,
she missed man and
that's
shit.
A difference. If you missed it's a different thing from if you're on it, but it just failed on you. So which one we doing? She's on it, but it failed?
She failed. The bitch mismanaged or whatever.
If she's on it and it failed... between the kid and the failure, what was the conversation? Did we have a conversation about
between
it?
Between the kid and the failure.
Remember, it failed and we had the baby.
Yeah. Oh, between that, okay.
Baby, I'm pregnant. What was the conversation we had? If the conversation is, listen, we were on birth control because we weren't ready for kids, you know, I don't think we should go ahead because it was unplanned, but at least we were taking precautions. Mm. You know, I don't want it. Mm. If she still goes ahead and does it, it's kind of foul because we were taking precautions. She didn't work out. We still kept to the script we wanted to do, but you went ahead.
Is he still to blame because he didn't protect himself?
Well, he was protecting himself to some extent. Even condoms are not 100%. So there's
But if she's on birth control, he still used a condom because he knew he didn't want to have a baby, but he just left it in her hands.
It don't matter.
You understand?
What I'm telling you, no matter what form of birth control you use, it's never 100%. There's nothing that's 100%. So there's always a risk of having kids.
Nobody can get pregnant on condoms in that.
That is true.
Even that's risky nowadays.
Bitches be turkey basting now. Bitches be turkey basting.
Facts.
But
having these water based babies.
Why do y'all do that?
Huh?
Why do y'all do that?
Cause what? What you know?
I don't know. I don't fucking know. I ain't turkey basting nobody. I don't want to have a baby with a man that don't want me. You crazy?
Why?
But I,
what if
why?
He had money?
I don't care. I am not bringing. I'm concerned about the kid, and I'm big on
See,
family.
That's good. A lot of people don't think like that.
I'm big on family, so I want to make sure my kid is coming into a healthy, loving, wholesome environment because that shit affects the kids. I'm mad adults walking around with childhood traumas because their parents put them in fucked up situations from the time they were young. Come on. Like, I'm thinking about that.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I'm telling you, it's
that.
The truth.
You know what? We'll get back to this one.
But for me, if she puts him on child support, even after we got through all the gates. She's kind of foul, but at the same time, we all knew it was not 100%. There's still a chance that you might get pregnant. So what you should have done with the conversation you were having about the birth control, which is why it's important now, you see why it's important to have the conversation, whether you're going to be on it or off it. During that conversation, you should talk about, listen, what's plan B if I do get pregnant? And
nice.
Understand from there, like y'all gotta Jen talk, have nice. These conversations. Don't think it's just me and it's just you.
You see that, right?
You start.
Yeah, nice nails.
Doing eye for yourself.
Thank you. It matches Nico's car.
Wow.
It matches my shirt,
yeah,
too.
Okay. Nice to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
It matches the car.
Nice. It matches my
don't
shirt.
Don't get your man jumped.
My name.
Go ahead,
he gonna get jumped. I'm tired of him.
Nah, you gotta talk.
Yo, we wrapping up. We don't get back to this. We don't get back to child support / birth control,
yeah,
all that
good
shit. We don't get back to that. You know what I'm saying? We had a little 2-part show, so we gotta cut it off real quick. Kind of early-ish.
Yeah, yeah.
Or whatever. We thank y'all for pulling up. Everybody throw their shout outs. Go ahead, throw your shout out, brother Tanya.
Hi guys. So if you may have seen the little setup I had here for the entire show, I am working on this project for Guyana Carnival alongside 592 Mass. We're doing carnival kits so you can get your personalized tumblers and your personalized sunglasses for Guyana Carnival, or even if you want to go on vacation, you know.
Show them the glasses. Put it on one time. Lift up the cup too. Lift up the cup. Show them what it is.
So.
Yeah. No. Put the glasses all the way on. Hold on. Follow me. Put the glasses all the way on.
Listen.
Follow me. Trust me. Put the glasses all the way on.
I'm putting it on.
All right. That's the first step.
Uh-huh.
Boom. Show them that. Pose. Mm-hmm. Pose. Got them. Boom. Pick the cup up. Pick the cup up. Show them the cup. Sip. Take a sip now, cause they gotta see what it look like. Now promote it. Promote the 1-2 combo. Promote.
Thank you,
look
thank
like
you manager.
Elton
success.
John, nigga.
So yeah, you get
Benny in the jet. I got help you. Go. We
so,
gotta go.
I got this project going on. There's about 15 to 17 sections of Guyana Carnival. There's a customized carnival kit for every single section. If you don't see a section as yet, it's because I'm waiting on the tumblers or the sunglasses to come in for it. I want to make sure I'm providing everything in bulk in the same design, so I'm going to no Dollar Tree and buying it one at a time. So have some patience, but it's coming. DM me, DM592 Mass. You can pay by invoice. You can pay by cash in Guyana. You can also pay in store in Guyana as well. Thank you so much, people who have been supporting it so far. After May 27, I'm no longer going to be doing this. It is a project. It has a start and an end. It's specifically for Guyana Carnival. But hit us up. Look out for this week. The new designs are coming on my page. I have the ones that I already have. So I'm going to be bringing it up every week. You can see different designs as well. Thank you so much for those who are still supporting Bad Gyal Ting. I'm still taking custom orders again. DM me as well. And last but not least, Level Up Wash. Thank you for everybody who's been supporting Nico as well. 347-356-4855. Call him this week. We should have some good weather, so keep him busy so he can... Oh, he bought me my... No, he didn't.
Yo, but I got the gym shoes.
I don't give a fuck, my guy. I'm plugging myself. I am plugging myself.
Yeah, we got the
motherfuckers have platforms, don't plug themselves.
I'm order a car wash. I'm gonna beat him. I'm stuff him in the trunk.
No, we gotta fuck him up.
Y'all fucking up Nico?
Yeah,
but 347-356-4855. Level Up Wash.
Yeah, he
getting jumped. Yeah. Shout out real quick. Let them know where they can find your drinks at. These beautiful drinks. Henny and Patron right here.
Authentic underscore culadas.
Yeah, time out. Sorry. Let me stop you.
Look at that guy.
Yeah, when you look into the camera, give him the soft voice, be soft spoken. Look at the camera, give him the sexy look, and sell
them. I'm not the camera person. Listen, guys, I'm shy. I'm not this whole on the camera type, all right? So the drinks, you can find it on authentic underscore culadas, culadas. And if you guys want to text me for deliveries, it's 929-382-5574. I'm in Queens right now. I'll be all throughout Brooklyn, the Bronx, wherever. Just, you know, let me know.
Cops. Shout out. She got gummy worms in there. Honey and Patron drink. That's dope. Handsome 15 Instagram, Craven Morehead Facebook, brownholywaterpodcast.com. Go get your shirts, your hoodies. I'm saying.
Fix your hat. Put your hat in the front real quick for them.
Nah, I want them to see my face. I don't hide my face.
Follow me one time.
I'm listening to you too.
Yeah, put your hand in the front. Go ahead. Low. A little lower.
They call me Young Snack Attack. You heard?
Yeah.
I'm here, man. I'm out here looking for love. My next relationship is gonna be my marriage. You heard?
Oh shit.
I said I'm going for the ring.
Oh shit.
You going for the ring? You going for the ring too? That's what we're talking about.
Shit.
Excuse me.
But they gotta die though.
Yeah, they gotta die. You ain't no playing with me.
Oh, set the tone.
This is like West Coast Buzz, 1995.
Set the tone.
Blood
set
in, blood out.
Set the tone. All
right, blood in, blood out, girl.
Set the tone.
Ain't no
Billy,
leaving me.
Yeah,
leave me.
Billy.
I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna shoot you. I don't
care. Billy,
I might shoot your grandmother too. She ain't got much longer
to
live anyway. Yeah, she ain't got much longer to live anyway. Fuck it. I let the kids live though.
Yeah,
Black, take us out. Let's go. I'll see y'all next week. You heard? No, matter of fact, y'all won't. I ain't gonna be here next week, but y'all hold it down. You heard?
I ain't gonna be here neither.
All right, it's quiet.
Y'all already know what it is. Your boy Black Success, Coney Island known. You know what I mean? I'm in the building. I got the real G's with me. I got my man Slice, bro. They with me. My man Tiny Morton is in the building. They in the background. I don't like to be seen because them niggas catch bodies only. They don't do nothing else. Federales, if you listen to it, they catch bodies only. Nothing else. Catch us at 329, 288, PS90. It don't matter. We smoking shit, you heard? Y'all already know what it is. Your boy Black Success. I love y'all. I fuck with y'all. Make sure you invite your people to the group. Y'all already know what it is. We out of here. Yeah, Young Snack Attack engineer.
Same old attitude. Want you gotta sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. No, we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Heard we the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it.